Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Last break, Kelly Carlin joined us, George Carlin's daughter, by the documentary. It's a great conversation this weekend on HBO. Is that documentary? Nick's got a show tonight, The Funny Bone in Omaha, recording new album.
Yes.
What time?
Yeah.
You know what time? Nick, do you know what time?
7:30.
Somebody just asked me, 7:30. Thank you. If Scott's listening, 7:30, because he just asked me.
Okay.
You're going to be there. You know,
I'm going to be there. I've driven 12 hours.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were just going to wait till it came out.
No. Yeah. No, and I took Elizabeth to Wicked, too. I saw
that's your daughter, right? I saw her picture, right? I met your ex-wife this summer, too.
Yeah.
In the spring.
Oh, you did?
We were at one of Nick's shows at a local bar, and I met your...
Oh, nice.
My wife and I were talking to her for a long time.
And
why'd you leave her anyway? What's up with that?
My dad.
Why didn't that work out?
Yeah. I'm doing that joke about her. Because Nick's talking about your dad saying, I don't know why those two kids didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when I met her, she's a sweet lady, good looking lady.
She's wonderful.
I'm thinking, why the hell didn't you two crazy kids make it?
Tell
me the reason. Why would you
leave? It's just us talking.
Why would you leave a woman like that? Why would you leave a woman like that?
I know.
Just tell me.
Honestly. She's awesome.
Right.
You know, she's great. And we have so much fun. You know, she does a.
You both like wiener.
There's no dong.
Dong. It's all dong.
So how did it work? Did you end up leaving, or did she ask you to leave? How did you part ways?
They went to get McDonald's and didn't come up with that without McDonald's.
How Nick remembers.
Yeah. This was a news interview. I'd say that's old news.
It is old news.
Thank you. Yeah,
it is old news.
But yeah.
How do you remember it?
Crying a lot.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
You or her.
Wasn't it? Yeah, me. Yeah.
Sounds
both
pretty
of
gay.
Us. Both of us. Yeah.
It sounds pretty
Go
gay.
Figure. Go
no,
figure.
No,
yeah.
I think that is, you're right. I could totally see that being a sad situation because you're not leaving her for another woman. You're not leaving her because you don't love her anymore. You just are not straight. And that had to be just sad for everybody.
Yeah, because for a long time I thought I should never have done that.
Yeah.
You know, I should have never done that.
Lied about being?
No, just come out. I just should have, played along. I thought that for a long time.
Oh, you would have been miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And made everyone else miserable. That's the thing.
Exactly,
you know, drinking a lot and all that. That's the thing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That is old news. But I wanted to bring it up since I met your ex. This past spring. Yeah, she's a sweet lady. And I asked her, I said, why are you two crazy? I didn't say it to her.
What night does Nick have Cub Scotch?
Yeah, thank you. My God. I can't. It's too much, it's just too much. The other day, I honestly, and you look up, and I'm sorry, but you look up like ADHD, and they're like, this is one of the things that happens.
That's it.
People leave stuff on their car.
Right.
I left my work bag with my laptop in it.
Where?
From work on the back of my car and drove off broke the laptop.
Oh, man.
I remember one time when I worked at a company, First Data here in town, long time ago when we were all together and it was a snowstorm. And because I had to do something a little out of the ordinary, probably like brush the car off or something, I drove off with my work bag in the middle of the parking lot in the snow.
Right.
I got a call that night from the person who found it. The president of the company.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. He's like, I knew it because I had a trip coming up to the UK and he's like, I saw your tickets in here. And so I figured this was yours. And I'm like, it's mine. Like, what do you say?
Yeah,
that's the kind of person you've hired here. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm always doing that.
Be like, oh, I saw an infant abandoned in the snow. I had to help them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, right. If it's not coming out, at some point it was going to come out that you needed to be out. you know, like the stack of international mail catologs in the bathroom downstairs. There would have been enough red flags over time. You know, the fourth production of On Golden Pond. You're like, is there something going on here?
Now you could be straight and be in the theater, but the international mail catalogs. Oh, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about stereotyping in class, right. You know,
okay.
And I go, it's like saying, you know, all gay people like musicals. I go, which I do, but still.
Right. Stereotypes are never 100% true, but they become stereotypes for there's a reason.
In that situation, Mark, since I know it's a college and kids are educated to go there, but are you one of the first gay people they've had an interaction with out of the closet?
I don't know.
Because kids today are out.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Okay, good.
You know, I don't think so.
That's good.
But But one, you know, what was it? One of the teachers has, she heads up the transgendered students group.
Yeah.
And so she has them come talk to her classes.
Yeah.
And one of the kids emailed and said, I can't come because my mom said it's just not appropriate for me to come.
Listen to a transgender kid.
Yeah.
Your mom called about college?
Yep. Oh, it happens.
Oh, that's lame. Parents don't call professors in college.
Right. You'd be amazed.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't had it happen, but it happens.
I wouldn't take that call.
Right. Well, and the thing that I don't realize is
they're 18 plus. They're adults.
Right. You know? Right. But the thing is, you can't talk about their grade. I can't share that with you.
Right.
You're not them. I'd get in a lot of trouble no matter who you are by talking to you about that. Yeah. So their parent mom called and said, I don't want my kid doing this.
Was it Bobby Boucher?
my daughter was in a communications class of some sort in Kansas early this spring. And just, I told the story of bad when it happened, and I still love this story. The professor was bringing up famous radio shows and TV shows, and all of a sudden, bang, Todd and Tyler are up there.
Nice.
This woman, the professor's originally from Wichita, so listen to us. So my daughter just like sunk, you know, she's not that kind of person who walks around. She's kind of, oh, Jesus.
Right.
Because I had told her, I always told her, I said, when I'm come down to visit, I'm going to take me to the radio station. I want to meet, I'm just blowing smoke, obviously. I'm not going to embarrass her. I said, listen, I want to talk to your class. Done this. I know. I've done it professionally for years. Let me talk, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, no, Dad. And all of a sudden, she's just sitting there in class, bang. Todd and Tyler up there. And she said it was even pictures of us, too.
I
don't know where they got it from. Some ad or something like that. I don't know.
The internet.
The internet. Yeah. Duh. Thank
Probably.
You.
It's
worldwide. So then I said to her, I said, did you say anything? She goes, no. I said, well, you got to walk up to her someday. So about 3 weeks later, they were just in the same area. She brought it up, and the professor laughed. I said, well, ask her. Want me to talk to the class? She goes, no, Dad. No. So. I'm not going to, obviously.
I told Elizabeth once I was going to come in middle school and have lunch with her I did in elementary school. She didn't start turning her work in on time.
Oh.
Work like a charm. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Middle school, you can't go to
She was petrified. She goes, you wouldn't do that. I'm like, well, there's only one way to find out. Yeah. And she goes, I don't have any papers late. The teacher counted one late, but then she went back. She said, it's not. I don't have any late papers. She goes, Dad, please. I don't. I go, okay, thanks. Like, you don't want to be around me? There's your punishment.
Ruin her life.
ruin their life. Right.
Mark Allen with us, Nick's dad, hanging out with us this morning. Craig, what do you got? You want to talk about
University of Arkansas baseball fan going viral during a ball game. And they get a lot of people at their ball games.
They love their baseball.
Yeah, man. At this one place in the stands, they saw people start standing up and running, getting away. All there right. was a raccoon running through the stands.
Oh, my God.
There might have been a Razorback.
And they can attack you. A wet raccoon, yeah.
A raccoon in the stands.
Yeah. I would get up and run then.
I would, too, either one.
Yeah.
So Grant Harmon is caught on video snatching up the raccoon by the back of his head.
I saw this video. It's crazy.
Well, listen, it's an Arkansas baseball crowd. There's a neck there that can wrangle a raccoon.
This guy's him.
A boss.
Yeah.
This guy's him. He reaches down.
Grabs his tail?
No, by the back of neck.
The scruff? Yeah. Okay.
By the back of the neck.
That's now then, how there's you wrangle a coon.
Now then, there's a picture
raccoon.
From the stands.
Raccoon.
And it looks like the raccoon is turning around to bite him. Well, he didn't bite him there, but he just walks it out of the of the stadium, and it bites him later on. Oh. And so the guy's getting rabies shots now. And which he says sucks because he has to get them in between his fingers.
Oh, the shots
would suck.
The shots have to be there because that's where the rabies went in, I think.
I don't know about
that. That's weird.
But
that's weird.
Yeah, he gets them in between his fingers.
Well, he still saves some little kid from getting bit. Good for him. He's a hero.
Yeah. Weren't we told the rabies shots always had to be in your stomach?
No, I got them from a bat, told the story too many times, but it's in your legs, your thighs.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were kids, you're right.
Yeah.
That was always the warning. It goes right in your stomach, right. Now, Mark, I want to ask you this. Are you too far northern Louisiana for any alligators?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you are, right.
When my brother came, they kind of started looking for them a little bit, but I don't think we didn't find any.
No, you're too far.
Yeah,
too
I think we're too far.
How long did you look?
Yeah, I don't know. Just in a couple of ponds or you know.
What about
something.
Over there?
I don't, Yeah, there's not that. There's
here, alligator. Here, alligator.
that's something I wouldn't want to find.
No.
I know.
Yeah, you must be too far north for that.
Yeah. We're too far north for anything, or south for anything. But people still, like, New Orleans is still, like, their go-to, right? And it's 5 hours away.
Yeah, it's 5 hours.
And they're like, And they don't have any qualm. They're like, oh, my God, it's not that far. It's 5 hours. I'm like,
That's a long way.
I think it is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I drove straight through here from there. And for, you know, us, it's like 13 hours because we stop and, you know, all that.
You could find some gay bars in New Orleans, you know.
Yeah, and have before. And I don't think they're going to have me back either, I'm guessing.
I know you don't drink. I get that part, but I'm just talking about meeting people.
Yeah, this was before all that.
It's even worse to get kicked out of a bar if you're not drinking.
Is there a gay dating site down there at all?
But it's the same three farmers, you know. And there's nothing against farmers, please, nothing.
That's not
but it's like that. Yeah, it's just I don't really. I would say I don't have time for that. It's not that. It's like I have plenty. It's just I don't. Yeah, I'm not really interested in
farm.
That.
And, got it.
Yeah.
Everybody's Grindr profile just says, why don't we just text each other?
Right.
There's three of us.
Right. Yeah.
Right, just get on the train.
Yeah.
Just gay farmers. Gay farmers only. Yeah.
Just call me Dave.
Yeah. But the guys, we did go.
That's in his bio.
If you're gay, just call me.
Yeah. But the guy, Michael, that you were mentioning earlier from the school, who's the director of music, and his husband, Paul, I've gotten to know them. But I've gotten to know them, and they're cool. Like, they've lived, you know, in D.C. and Dallas, and so they're cool.
Right,
and, we were at, you know, the only place to go have breakfast is the Waffle House. Yeah. So we were there, you know, which is weird because, you know, they just shout the orders at the cooks. They don't write anything down and give them a ticket or anything. They're just shouting the orders.
And they're supposed to remember that?
They have to remember it.
Okay.
And I was talking about this in my class, and they're like, they ask them if they're ready to hear it.
Right.
And then you can go ahead and tell them
what it is.
There's
some communication.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, sometimes there's like a lot of different like nuances to things, and they just listen and know it and remember. It's bizarre.
Well,
there for a living, man.
There was another story the other day, but this happens from time to time. The stories make it where the worker at the Waffle House walks out, and the customers just start making their own food.
Yeah, I saw that. They burnt the waffle.
Oh, okay.
All right. Really, this is real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it happens from time to time. It happens occasionally where the worker. At the Waffle House, you know, because maybe they don't, you know, maybe they're not fully staffed.
Right.
You know, whatever. But the worker walks out, leaving the place open, customers sitting there, and hungry. I can make a couple eggs.
Yeah. Right, and there's nothing on the menu that you're not going to think you could make.
Right, but they're tired of having orders barked at them all day.
Yeah.
You know, I'd leave too.
Right.
Write something down. Good God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, at the same moment, like you had working in L.A., just like that's it, I'm out.
Yeah,
I always root for those people. Some people get mad at them. Yeah. Like that guy, who knows what he's been through.
Right?
Have you embraced the local cuisine?
A little. There's just like a few different places. Mm-hmm. You know, really, it's you know. But I'm more like a burger guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
And,
you know,
but I've had the jambalaya and you know that it's good. It's fine.
Don't get the squirts or anything. Yeah.
No. I remember when I went down there for my interview, I had alligator. That was good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like alligator.
Yeah.
Well, I like, you know, the breaded alligator, uh-huh. right? Yeah, I've had that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Survey from the University of Texas at Tyler found that a bipartisan majority of Texans, 83%, support medical cannabis legislation, 60% in favor of the recreational legalization. Yeah,
everybody is, but you know what?
So they won't
the right it. Stops it.
But they're having that down there. They're allowing it. I met some people who are like, you know, in where I'm living, they're opening it up and everything. Yeah, it's great.
You got to vote the right way, though.
Isn't Louisiana where they had that candidate here earlier this year? All of his ads, he was sparking up right in the commercials. And
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Would go next door.
I forget what he was running for, but the ads made national news.
I think it was the House or the Senate. He smoked a blunt and burned a Confederate flag. I just
that's
saw it on
vote.
YouTube.
That's
I don't
my
know
vote
if it was
right there.
Say TV no more.
Yeah. That's it. No other platform. I'm there. Smoke a blunt, burn the flag.
I've seen him making
the rounds. Flag, relax.
Confederate flag.
Relax, you freaks.
Yeah, burn the Confederate flag.
Right. Yeah.
In Texas, both medical and recreational cannabis legalization are more popular than the governor, the lieutenant governor.
Abbott's against it, right. Yeah.
Biden,
hey,
Harris, their attorney general, and their two GOP U.S. senators.
Right. That's why they're hoping that
so
Fetterman,
vote weed.
Right.
Don't vote for those other guys.
Nope.
Vote for weed.
Right. That's why Fetterman in Pennsylvania's got a really good shot of being their senator because he's just a pro weed Democrat. And he looks like just a regular dude who works at a factory, basically. Smart guy. And he's going to probably run against Oz if Oz pulls that out. Those guys are all against it because they're Trumpers.
Yeah.
The legalizing marijuana in Texas, more popular than local law enforcement, the NRA, Black Lives Matter, and the idea of erecting a wall along the border.
83% in Texas, that could be more popular than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
They put Jesus in there. How's the marijuana rank against Jesus?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You're right.
Yeah, you got to make that comparison.
Yeah. 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 I hear a lot about that.
Is there medical in Louisiana or is there recreational in Louisiana?
I don't think there's either. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear a lot about Jesus. At radio stations, it's like Christian country, Christian country, Christian country.
Yeah.
It's just, that's all.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Driving down that area.
Yeah. There's signs all over, you know, for like different churches on campus.
Right.
Right, they've got
I was up at what's the town? Nickel State.
Yeah, huh.
Yeah, it's north of what's the name? Where's that at? What's the town's that in? But I was there for a football camp, my son.
Uh huh.
And Thibodeau.
Yeah.
And I felt the same way too. It was hot. It was in summer, but it was like it felt really. Even though there was stuff in like malls and things like that, it was just really. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Way too neck, way too Christian.
Right? Yeah, it is. People are nice.
I live in Nebraska.
Right. No, exactly. Exactly.
But I live in Omaha.
But, you know, people are really nice. Like, and I think genuinely and really to a fault, like you get to a four-way stop sign, it's like, somebody go.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Honestly.
Yeah.
You know, like here, and I wasn't used to it. Like here the other night in town, four cars aren't letting me over. I'm like, well, it wouldn't be like this where I live, I'll tell you what. what?
are you starting to get an accent down there?
No, I have said y'all a few times.
Not
to,
really?
To class.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I have said that. I have said that. Yeah. But
that would be the easiest thing to pick up.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they polite?
Yes.
Are Southerners in general polite?
Yes, yes. And these
even
two,
to the homos?
Yes.
Even to the homos?
Yeah, I guess. Right. I mean, I guess, you know.
And, so far.
And yeah, so far. Yeah. And you know, yeah, because I think today you have to be, right? Yeah. You don't have a choice, right?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, they'll raise their hand. May I use the restroom? I'm like, yeah, it's not second grade, but sure. I don't know. Here, there's a here's a, your hall pass. I don't know. Like, I
Do you raise your hand and say, "Is my zipper down?"
Yeah.
Is my zipper down?
And by the way, it's not supposed to be. Yeah.
Because I learned when I was in Louisville, they wouldn't tell you to shut up. They would tell you to hush.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Hush, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we just say, shut up.
Right, right.
Hush, I know my zipper's down. Try that next. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find. Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.